In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Hamilton Corner, day three of the 2025 Spring Sharathon edition of the program. This is the third and final day of this year's Sharathon, and I want to start off the program by simply thanking all of you who have given, who have expressed your willingness to support the work of the Lord here at American Family Radio. People like Paul in Searcy, Arkansas, Lonnie in Branson, West Missouri, Kathy in Nederland, Texas, Hal in Florence, Alabama, James in Albert Lee, Minnesota, Etheland in McKinney, Texas, Fran in Whitehall, Michigan, Renee in Mansfield, Ohio, Andrea in Thompson, Iowa, Joe in Woodhall, Illinois. All of you, thank you so much for your gifts, your support, your rallying around the work of the Lord through the American Family Radio Ministry. The number to call if you would like to have your name added to the ranks of those who have materially supported this ministry during the Sharathon, you can do so by calling 877-616-2396. The number again to call is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at afr.net. That is afr.net at this very moment. Many of you, if not most of you, are making your transition from your part-time jobs where you generate an income to your full-time jobs where you cultivate an outcome. And as you do so, I want to remind you to do so with intentionality, understanding the primacy that God places on family, understanding that what goes on in your house is far more important than what goes on in the White House while we're learning how many nations are slapping tariffs on America's export goods. I simply want to ask how much cultural tariffs have been slapped on our efforts to serve our families. It's vitally important that we do not allow things that are percolating and transpiring at the national and international levels to manipulate us away from being faithful where God has planted us. What goes on in your house is far more important than what goes on in the White House. Even in conversations about what the American economy is, you will consistently hear the word stated that Main Street determines the American economy, not Wall Street. What happens at the local level is ultimately what determines what our nation will be. And you can carry that local level consideration all the way down to the individual. What goes on in your house is far more important than what goes on in the White House. So as you are transitioning to your full-time jobs where you cultivate an outcome, please do so with intentionality, with personalized, specific investment, understanding that you have an immediate opportunity to execute the Great Commission starting in your homes. It doesn't conclude there, but it certainly starts there. And by you extending yourself to support AFR during this Sharathon, that should be an extension of what you're already doing in your home. To join us by making your pledge, by making your gift, you can do so by calling 877-616-2396. We are in the final, 50 minutes of the Spring 2025 Sharathon, and you can lay your log on the proverbial fire by calling 877-616-2396. That is the number to call, or you can give securely online. I'd like to turn your attention and my attention to the Word of God, which is actually to our theme verse for Sharathon this year, and it comes from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. And I want to point out one thing that I strongly believe is worth considering that is consistent in a revelation of God's heart throughout the Word of God, and I believe it has particular application to us at this day and age where we are in the United States of America. And the Word of God says this, Isaiah chapter 44, Verse 3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. One of the amazing things that the scripture points out that is central to the heart of a Christ follower, and frankly, it contrasts with the revelation of the heart of King Hezekiah, for example, when there was a prophecy of disaster coming to Judah. Hezekiah's question or Hezekiah's posture was, well, at least the calamity will not transpire in my day. One of the main features of being a Christ follower, especially being a godly man, is God makes us generational in our impact. The scripture says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. You guys have heard me say that I often pray, Lord, may my ceiling be my children's floor. I endeavor to live and comport myself in such a way to where my children and by God's grace, my grandchildren become faithful Christ followers in light of my example, not in spite of my example. I pray, Lord, may life, my life be a runway for my children and my children's children to come to know you as opposed to being an obstacle course. I don't want my life to be an impediment to my children coming to know the Lord. I want my life to be a means by which, an example by which my children and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, Lord willing, I have learned of a testimony of faithfulness to the Lord. And Isaiah reflects that with the Lord's commitment to generationality. And one of the most enduring features of the financial support we received during Share-a-thon, and this is something that's just been ringing in my heart throughout this Share-a-thon, that the things that we do now will determine whether or not AFR is available for subsequent generations. You know, throughout Share-a-thon, I come on an hour earlier than my normal hour, and there were consistent testimonies provided of people who would say that I began listening to Share-a-thon when I was this age. There was one testimony of a brother who went to prison in 1985 and got out in 2006, and AFR was available to him upon his release from prison. And by God's grace, according to his testimony, he's been able to faithfully serve the Lord following his release from prison. I mean, these are the kinds of things that are vitally, vitally important. So as you are prayerfully considering joining us in this Share-a-thon, I also want you to consider how you can use the resources that you have now to pave a foundation for future generations. What would you want to be available for your children and your grandchildren in the future? You know, there are lots of places where you can go, you know, for, you know, politically conservative commentary and things of that nature. There are not very few public places where you can go to have the communication of a biblical worldview and its application to the issues of the day. There are not as many. I'm just telling you that's the simple truth. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We still, though we're in the last inning, if you will, the bottom of the ninth in Share-a-thon, we have people standing by to receive your call. You'll get a warm voice here in Share-a-thon Central, and they're waiting for your call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online by going to afr.net. I love this verse. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring. Upon your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. This scripture points towards generationality. You know, in dating back to the founding of our nation, when Benjamin Franklin left Independence Hall, he was asked following the Constitutional Convention in 1787, what have you wrought, O Benjamin? And his response to the inquirer was, a republic if you can keep it. You know, that was the stated expression. Fast forward to the 20th century. Ronald Reagan opined that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We've heard that quote numerous times. The scripture bears out. And of course, I understand I'm presenting sociopolitical observations alongside scripture observations, and I'll explain why I'm doing that in a moment. But the Apostle Jude, Jesus' half-brother naturally, in his epistle, he wanted to write about our common salvation, but he was unable to do so. Why? Because false brethren had crept into the first century church where Jesus' half-brother was present. False brethren had crept in unawares, perverting the grace of God into lasciviousness. And so instead of being able to address in poetic and and largesse in terms of describing our common salvation, I have to write to you to earnestly contend for the faith that was once and for all passed down to us as saints. The faith was passed down once and for all, but every generation of believers are called to contend. Every generation is called to contend. Now, why am I pitting this biblical fidelity with the principles of sound governance? I'll tell you very simply, because good governing principles flow from a biblical worldview. Guys, this is an inescapable reality. It was the truth of Scripture that led to the establishment of what we know as Western civilization. You have no Western civilization without a biblical worldview. You have no discovery of the individual's capacity to study Scripture without the revelation of the Imago Dei. This is the simple truth. You do not have the discussion or description of inalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence that recognize that, the states are not the recipients of rights of inalienability. It is the image bearers of God who have that inalienability. It is God who said in Romans 13 that government is supposed to be a minister of his to punish and restrain wickedness and a reward righteousness. So those things are inextricably tied. Now, make no mistake about it. One is superior to the other. Biblical fidelity is superior to governing principles. But sound governing principles flow from a biblical worldview. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. I have some stories I want to get to. Doge is at it again. More revelations of particular things that are happening. When we learn that there are millions of dollars that are being fraudulently disseminated, when we learn that you have millions of non-citizens who are being given Social Security numbers and immediately being enrolled in federal programs like Medicaid, when we learn that our tax dollars are being fraudulently spent and frankly being stolen, we have a visceral reaction to that. Why do we? Why do we despise people breaking in and stealing our hard-earned produce, the things that we generate? Because there's an internal cry for justice. Well, where does that cry come from? Why is it wrong for someone, just because they may have the force of government, they may have more guns or whatever, why is it wrong for them to take your stuff? There's one reason. Because God said so. Without a biblical worldview, all we're left with is the Darwinian law of tooth and claw, where might makes right. Well, if might makes right, why would it be wrong for someone who has more might to take your stuff? I'll tell you very simply, it wouldn't be wrong. There wouldn't be any transcendent objective source to determine that it's wrong. At best, what you would have is a subjective humanistic conference as to what is right and what is wrong. But then what do? When you have other people say, well, no, I don't care what your standards are. My standards are different. What do you say to the Mujahideen who says that I am compelled morally to fly a plane into Trade Center towers? No, we say that is wrong. Why? Because there is a transcendent objective standard of truth. And it ain't you, chief. It's not you. That flows from biblical morality. Biblical morality creates the foundation for social cohesion. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 40 minutes, 50 seconds left in this 2025 Spring Share-a-thon. This is day three, the third and final day for Share-a-thon. You still have an opportunity to make your gift. You can do so by calling 877-616-2396. That is the number to call. Or you can go to AFR.net. That is AFR.net and give securely online there. We're going to take a brief break here, but when we get back, we will continue with Share-a-thon and we'll talk a bit about what I just described to you. We've had revelations from Doge for Social Security. We've had revelations from Doge in various departments. Now we have insight from the Department of Labor, because unemployment, unsurprisingly, is being abused as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at AFA.net.
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that He'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit
out? Welcome back to this Day 3 Spring 2025 Share-a-thon edition of the Hamilton Corner. Man, hearing testimonies like that brother's testimony, just they really move me, man. It is by God's grace, man, that we are. And I just give glory to God. Many of you guys know my testimony. I never in a million years dreamed I would ever be on anybody's radio. But God in His sovereign grace knew exactly where I needed to be. If you want to be a participant to make sure that you've made your contribution to helping us to continue to operate in full force at American Family Radio, you can do so by calling 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, to make your gift. Again, you can call 877-616-2396 to make your gift, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. This has been, once again, an amazing share-a-thon so far. We still have about 26 minutes and about 10 seconds left to go. Marty likes my math. He gets a kick out of that. About 26 minutes and 10 seconds to go as we are closing in on the conclusion of this share-a-thon. You know, the track coaches tell their runners all the time, make sure you run through the tape. And that is what we want to do here, to make every second count. And we are committed to being good stewards over the resources that you have worked so diligently for. And when you entrust that to our care, we recognize that we are accountable to God for how we utilize that resource. And we view the American Family Association as consisting of all of us, the teams that are here on the front lines, the more visible portions of our team, the less visible components of our team. Mr. Bobby Rosa, look, that Roland R kind of had a, that must have been under the Biden era. You know, I had a little hiccup, you know. Let me get my full, the Rosa, you know, I had to get it going.
Doors this way.
Yeah, had to get that going. And then Marty Sparks is in the building in the screening room today. You know, Brother J Mack, he's not feeling the best today. Those brothers behind the scenes, but also you at home who listen and support, and you share the information. That's one of the most vital components of being a part of this American Family Association, is that you share what you learn. You share what God provides to you. You share that information so that those around you can equally be equipped. Because, unfortunately, you know, the lying media, talking snake media, is not going to address these issues, not going to share a lot of the things that you learn here on American Family Radio. So the number again is 877-616-2396. That number is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net, AFR.net. Now, to the story I alluded to in the first segment, Labor Secretary Lori Chavez Duramer, testified today concerning more things that the DOJ department, the Department of Government Efficiency, has uncovered. This time, they turned their attention to the unemployment insurance program, the portion that is administered federally. Just prepare yourselves now, because you are going to be flabbergasted, as I am, at what you learn. You know, and it is galling to me. I was telling Bobby this during the break. How many people tried to poo-poo the DOJ efforts? Oh, they just uncovered $100 million. And I'm like, maybe because I'm head of a household. We have 6 children, you know, and I'm trying to navigate the things that they have going on now, and I'm trying to prepare for their futures. That I understand if every week one of my 6 comes and say, hey, daddy, can I get a new plushie? It's about $35. Every week they do that. Every week. I realize how that ultimately impacts the broader vision that I might have. Many of you understand that. You know, eggs go up a couple dollars per dozen. That's not something that's going to be easily escaped for many of us. You know, but when people are comfortable using, losing, and abusing other people's money, and you have so much fraud and waste and abuse going on, it makes it a whole lot easier to steal. But if you start adding up the stuff that DOJ is doing, and their goal was to find $4 billion a day of waste, fraud, and abuse, and they are finding it, it's galling to hear these numbers. Well, Lori Chavez Duramer, Secretary for the Department of Labor, brought to the fore the latest discoveries by the DOJ department. Listen to and watch her explain what they've uncovered. It's clip number one. Clip number one. Go.
We're understanding unemployment insurance fraud. That trust needs to be whole for the American people. When we need it for who deserves it. That's not what we're seeing. And the numbers that we saw last night, again, exposed by our partners at DOJ, at the Department of Labor, since 2020, over $400 million of payments have gone out already. And when you hear these numbers, apparently in the United States, we have over almost 25,000 people who are over 115 years old who are collecting $59 million that we have sent out to people. Talk about fraudulent behavior. Mr. President, 28,000 people between 1 and 5 years old have collected fraudulent payments at the tune of $254 million has gone out. And lastly, 10,000 people who have not been born yet, 15 years into the future, $69 million, and they haven't even been born yet. In one case, they will be born 129 years from now. The United States government sent them $41,000, and they're not born yet. So, under the Department of Labor, those are the things that we're uncovering. I couldn't be more honored to tell the American people that we're bringing back their dollars, and we're saving them and returning them to the United States Treasury.
Guys, question number one, did you know that? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Did you know that? I, like many of you, I work hard for the money that I earn. And it's, you know, it's just providential that here we are, what, 5 days away from April 15th? Tax day? Is this what we and every single one of us paying our tax dollars, is this what we're spending our tax dollars for? I mean, that's a question. Did you know that? No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Other than doing my research and paying attention to what DOJ is doing and all this other kind of stuff. Question number two, how do you feel about that? And again, we have to get out of this political gangbanging, drop your red and blue flags, and just stop for a moment. That is why they want increased tax payments. More and more. Guys, since 2020, we're not talking about you know, the last 2 decades. This is since 2020. Over $400 million of payments already been issued. Nearly 25,000 people, 24,500 people who are older than 115 years old, according to what they have submitted to the Labor Department for unemployment insurance. Not hear me well. We're not talking about the Social Security Administration at this juncture. This is unemployment insurance, guys. This is an entirely separate apparatus of the federal government. That there are 24,500 people over the age of 115 years old who have collected $59 million. You have, what's next? 28,000 people between the ages of 1 and 5. Now, again, we're talking about the data that has been submitted to secure the unemployment payment. These are people that are using illegally secured data to gain access to this fraudulent money. To gain access to this money on a fraudulent basis. Between 1 and 5. This segment has collected over $254 million. Now you have to stop and ask yourself. You processing paperwork that says this child, this is a person who's born, whose birth date indicates that between 1 and 5 years old, you just like stamps in the money. Stamps in the money. Then you got another 10,000 people who, according to the data that they've submitted and the birth dates that they've submitted, that the people haven't been born yet, but they got Social Security numbers. They've gotten $41,000. No, I'm sorry. That's one case that got $41,000. It's 10,000 people in that category who hadn't been born yet, at least 15 years into the future, that they've been getting money from unemployment insurance. And then one case, a child who will be born 129 years from now, got $41,000. Guys, that's embarrassing. And that is shameful. And what is equally shameful is the people who will be mad about it. How could you be mad when this kind of fraud is being exposed? Unless you are a beneficiary of said fraud. Unless this may have something to do with one of the ways that these people who are making $120,000 in a few years, they're worth several million dollars in net worth. We want to continue to expose this kind of stuff to you. It's one of the major reasons why we invite you to call 877-616-2396 to make your gift. Because unlike corporate media outlets, you know, you see all of those, you know, Big Pharma commercials. We don't have any Big Pharma corporate sponsorship here. And frankly, we don't want any. We're not lamenting, oh man, we're not getting none of that Pfizer money. You got all of these, you know, professional athletes. These strong, healthy professional athletes putting on their blue band-aids. Look, I got jabbed with this mRNA. Listen to my show tomorrow. You're going to learn something about mRNA. I'll give you a hint. The connection between mRNA and CRISPR technology. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to go too far into it. But tune in tomorrow. You hear a little bit more about that. But our connection and our covenant is with God first. And secondarily with you, 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We have about 25 minutes and 10 seconds left in this Spring 2025 Share-a-thon. Day 3 of the Spring 25 Share-a-thon is here. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. To all of you who have called, thank you for your support. I have an announcement I'm going to make in the final segment that I'm excited to make. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. I'll tell you, I'm going to make the announcement near the close of the program. You want to stay tuned for that. If you have not made your gift yet, you still have a few minutes to do so. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. 616-2396, or you can go online securely at AFR.net to make your gift, AFR.net. I want to take a few moments, if we can, to provide a listener testimony. It always stirs my heart and encourages me to hear directly from people just like you as to how this ministry is impacting their lives. And by God's grace, I pray that it will be an encouragement to you to not only continue supporting and listening to the programming and supporting the ministry, but sharing it with your family, friends, and loved ones, that your sphere of influence could become an AFR sphere of influence. Let's listen to this testimony. Go.
My name is Martha Hoover. I'm in a nursing home in Pulaski, Tennessee. And I cannot tell you how much your radio program means to me. I was without a radio for quite some time because my money is very limited and I'm unable to hear what comes off of television, so I don't have a television. And when I got it, the first thing I tuned into was a wonderful minister. It has just thrilled my heart to be able to get AFR again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Bobby Union prepared me for that one. His sister is in a nursing home in Tennessee. Can't hear the TV, but she can sure hear that radio. And she went a little while without her radio, but as soon as she got her radio back, what did she do? Races to AFR, and as God would have it, the word of God is being proclaimed in power, and it is edifying to our dear sister, who may be in a nursing home, but the Spirit of God is still drawing her to himself. Can I make this stuff up, man? 877-616-2396. Man, I would love to see nursing homes all over the nation saturated with American Family Radio programming, encouraging them, heartening them. Makes me think about my old friend, Brother Sheldon LaFrance. I got to stay around with him toward the end of his life, and I'm telling you, this brother was on fire. I told y'all this story before. One of my first assignments when I was on staff at my church, I was called an intern, and I was assigned to what was called the sick and the shut-in. People who were no longer able to come out to gather corporately with the saints, so they would send me to them. I would often administer communion and things like that. And this one brother, Brother LaFrance, I was assigned to go and minister to him, but this brother always ministered to me. I would sit down. It would probably be, you know, it's supposed to be just an hour. I'd be 2, 3, 4, 5 hours sometimes. And I will never forget this. He had a handwritten notebook that really was a Bible commentary on the entire Bible, written by hand. And but he would have the notebooks. There would be several of them. He had notepads. He had, you know, those black and white composition notebooks. And he would say, "Lil Abe, take a look at this." You know, everybody called me Lil Abe because I was third. Take a look at this. What do you think, man? I was up late last night praying, and the Spirit of God stirred my heart, and I couldn't stop writing. What you think about this? And I would just read. This is a man who never went to college. He was a bricklayer for his entire life until he retired. But the Spirit of God moved him so much so, gave him such insight into the Word of God. I'm supposed to minister to him. He's ministering to me. Every time I visited him, I would go once a week, sometimes twice a week. And what a treasure possession, man. And this brother used to be lighting up. He was in an assisted living facility. Every chance he'd get, he would tell, "Hey, you know, now you know you must be born again. You know, you must be born again." He said, "Lil Abe, I'd be talking to them. They would tell me they would go to church." And I would say, "You know, going to church is wonderful. But have you been born again, sister? Have you been born again, brother?" He said, "Sometimes in the place where I have, you would have nuns and priests who would come. And I would ask them, 'Have you been born again?'" And that's Brother Sheldon LaFrance, man. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call where you can help more sisters like the one you just heard, that though she's in the nursing home, AFR is moving in her, stirring her heart by the Spirit of God. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about Xi Jinping trying to get the world to say, "Heal the world." kumbaya, help me stand against the big bad American tariffs. And a couple people around the world said, not so fast, my friend. We'll get to that on the other side of the break.
Executive Vice President Ed Battagliano.
I came to AFA in 1996. Now, I have been paying attention to politics and culture since I had been in like the seventh grade. But what I discovered when I came here to AFA is what a lot of people, I think, discover when they start listening to American Family Radio or start reading the magazine, or they familiarize themselves with the content produced by AFA. I found out what a lot of those folks find out, and that is there were serious issues, even back in 1996, serious cultural trends and serious spiritual trends which were posing an existential threat to liberty in this country and our foundational principles and to the Christian faith. And so as I began to do research and read and pay closer attention to what was going on, I realized that the threat was dire and the future could be grim if Christians did not get involved. The fact that American Family Radio is a Christian ministry, we're not just a political ministry, we're not just a cultural ministry, we are a Christian ministry. So the calling for people who work here, who listen, who follow the prompts of our action alerts online, who get involved in the culture around them, this is a Christian endeavor. We care about the souls of the people around us, and we care about the soul of our nation. So yes, these kinds of things that are happening in our country can weigh on folks. But the fact that this ministry is bathed in prayer, that it is focused on the Word of God, gives great encouragement even in the midst of the battle. So we ask people to come alongside American Family Radio and, in a sense, work with us, kind of shoulder to shoulder on the battle line, loving our enemies, but also standing firm for the truth. So we depend on people supporting us financially. I always love what Brother Don always said on the air during Share-a-thon. He would say, we're not going to treat our listeners like kids. They're adults, and they understand it takes money to fund a ministry like this. But I can't think of anything more worthy of the support of Christians other than the work of the church itself. As a nonprofit organization, American Family Radio is on the front lines, and we go where no one else wants to go a lot of times, and we talk about things that nobody else wants to talk about because it's important. These things are important to discuss, and as people kind of tune in to AFR, they find out what's really happening, and we take that responsibility seriously.
Hello, my name is Catherine, and I'm from Alger, Ohio. Several years ago, I tuned in 91.5, coming from Delphus. My home radios were all set to this station, and they have been on full-time, day and night. In 2021, my husband had a blood clot hit his brain, causing a stroke. I was determined to keep him home where things were familiar and he knew love. I had some help from the Veterans Comfort Keepers 2 days a week and later on from hospice. For 3 years, I watched as dementia gradually took away his abilities, and all the while AFR kept my spirit filled. I praised God for the strength I found as I would steal away and listen. Your station greatly ministered to me all through those years, and I am so thankful you are there. God bless you richly, and thank you.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
Welcome back. Day 3, the final day of the Spring 2025 Share-a-thon. You still have a few minutes, about 14 minutes and 50 seconds thereabout, to make your contribution. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at afr.net, afr.net. Thank you to every single one of you who has given. You helped to create the scenario where the testimonies you've heard. I told you about the gentleman who was incarcerated in 1985, got out of prison in 2006. AFR was able to be there for him, to aid him in his transition into living outside of prison and ultimately committing his way to the Lord. When you know about the recidivism rates, you know how important it is to have community and have, most importantly, biblical resources available. Well, that was a blessing to that gentleman. You heard the testimony earlier today of the sister in Tennessee who was in a nursing home, but AFR was made available for her. I mean, it just stirs your heart. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Right now, I am joined on my left, if you're watching the show, is AFR President Tim Wildman. And on my right, AFR Vice President Walker Wildman, who have joined us in studio.
I don't like being on anybody's left. So. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change seats.
It's just it's just twice a year.
Okay.
You're on my left physically.
All right.
But not sociopolitically.
Like, but from Bobby's vantage point, he's on your right.
Yeah, well, no one is on my right. Bobby knows this. It doesn't matter where you're positioned. There is no one who is on my right.
Maybe Attila the Hun. Maybe.
Attila is always wrong. I don't care where he's positioned. He's always wrong. But 877-616-2396 is the number to call. One of the things I told you guys I would announce, if you were with us since the 4 o'clock hour, I mentioned we had the $150,000 challenge. Well, I am excited to announce to you that we have met that challenge.
All right.
Praise God.
All right.
For that. And God is just continuously faithful. Thank you to each and every one of you who have been a part of that. And then those of you who still want to participate, you can. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at afr.net. Brother Tim, when you see God's continued faithfulness as made evident by, you can see the screen, 17,570 families and counting.
Yeah.
Who have taken some of their hard-earned wages. Like I played a clip a few minutes ago from Lori Chavez de Ramer, who is the labor secretary, showing the fraud in the unemployment insurance program to the tune of $400 million since 2020. I work hard.
Wow.
To earn what I earn and what I pay to the federal treasury, I don't want it to go to people who have birth dates on an application for unemployment who won't be born for another 15 years.
Mm.
That this is what was found.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you have, when these kind of things are being discovered, and you see 17,500 families who use their hard-earned resources to come along us at AFR to utilize their hard-earned resources to support our work, how does that resonate with you?
It's just lifts our spirits.
Yeah.
You know, it's just wonderful. And I'll tell you another thing is what's impressive about that to me is, you know, we are a national radio ministry, and so people don't see us every day. You know, most ministries that you support, a lot of them they do see us in the sense that they hear us on American Family Radio, but we're not in the same community with everybody. You know, you tithe, you're your church, or you give to your local crisis pregnancy center, which we encourage strongly, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying we're in Tupelo, Mississippi, and a lot of people will never even get a chance to visit us here, but yet they trust us, they believe in us, they hear what we communicate 24/7 on American Family Radio, and they know that we're reaching millions of people. Many of them will never give, don't give. I think one time I saw it's like 0.5% of people who ever listen to a Christian radio network will actually pick up the phone and make a contribution. Mm. But that's okay, because what happens is God provides what we need.
Amen. That's right.
Okay, God provides what we need, and he always has through his people who listen to American Family Radio, believe in what we do, and want to include us in their budget.
Yeah, that's right. And it's so encouraging. You know, this time is where we do it 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring, and we come before our audience and we ask them that we need their financial request. We need their financial help, and that's what we do these 3 days. And listening to the listener testimonies is just powerful. I know you folks are touched by it out there in radio land, but we are too, because we don't get to hear these stories all the time. We're too busy doing show prep and just doing the daily work here at AFR. But these 3 days are very encouraging for our team. It's just as encouraging as it is for you guys out there listening to AFR. Hearing these listener testimonies, how God is using AFR is just amazing to hear. And I want to thank the 17,000-plus families and individuals all around the country that have donated to AFR this Sheraton. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, and earlier today I said we want to go over $4 million. That's kind of what we wanted to do here during Sheraton, and we have gone over $4
million.
Amen.
We're at $4 million. $112,000, and you know, by the time it's all counted today, and some people will call even after hours probably and make a donation, or make a donation at AFR.net, we'll be, you know, somewhere between about 4.1 or 4.2. What did you say the record was, or spring? What
last, did we do? Last spring of 24, we did 4.07. So we're already ahead of last spring. And then that was including the weekend too, Friday and the weekend.
Yeah.
So to your point, we'll see some donations trickle in over the weekend.
I'll tell you another thing, and you could put this one in the ye of little faith category, okay? Last week when the stock market crashed,
yeah,
I thought, well, this is perfect timing for Sheraton. You know, the whole world economy is going in the toilet, and we're about to say send money.
Yeah.
And people are going to go, I don't have any to send. It all went down the toilet.
Right.
Of course, that's not true. Our people are a different breed, okay? Yeah. Our people, generally speaking, the people who listen and support American Family Radio are financially frugal, and
they plan and
save. And so stock market going up or down doesn't affect them that much. You know, there's nothing wrong with investing in the stock market, in my opinion. Millions of people do. But it is risky sometimes, you know, what I'm saying is I thought last week, well, maybe this isn't the best time to have a Sheraton. But we had already had it on the books, yeah, and we were going with it. And, you know, whatever God provided, he provided through his people, and our folks have come through again.
Yeah, and we've had Sheraton through some pretty difficult times. I remember just after COVID. I mean, we were weeks or a month or two following the start of COVID in 2020, and a lot of unknowns. I think we delayed it a couple weeks, but we did it, had a great Sheraton. But folks, our listeners always show up. And no matter what's going on in the country and the culture, and the last several years have been difficult. We talked about this last year, Thon. The last 4 years have been very challenging for families and for budgets and the economy, and with inflation and everything that went on under Biden. And so, but even during those times, people showed up and they supported AFR. And when you hear the testimonies, when you read the stories of how God is using AFR, the lives that are being impacted, the marriages that are being restored, the families that are being reconciled, it's abundantly clear that God's hand is in this ministry, and we're just humble and thankful to be a part of it.
I want to give the number to those who are still in the place where you'd like to give. It is 877-616-2396. We talked about running through the tape here. We have people still in Sheraton Central who are ready to take your call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. You know, I mentioned before you guys came in that I was going to share with the audience here that Xi Jinping in China, who asked for nations to come together. I had the story right here to join hands.
We are the world?
almost in some we are the world kind of disposition.
What do you say? I didn't hear this news to me.
To stand against the big bully, the United States of America, and their efforts to impose tariffs on the world, to which the Australian Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles responded, quote, "We are not about to make common cause with China. We're not going to be holding hands with China in any respect of any contest that is going on in the world. So it's interesting that you have other people who are joining this Talashe adjustment of the target of the tariffs, which is clearly now China, and saying that they are not going to aid in supporting Xi Jinping and resisting the isolation being led by the United States of America. And it's just vitally important that somebody at some point in the whole world has been willing to stand up to China. Yeah. And in this day and age, it's Donald Trump.
It is. And he said yesterday, he said, don't retaliate and you will be rewarded. That's word for word, because they're working out trade deals right now. There's over 90 countries they announced at the table right now negotiating trade deals. There's several that they're about to announce.
I called.
Have already been signed. You got a trade deal going?
I got a trade deal going on.
Is it reciprocal?
They may realize I'm not a country at some point, but I'm trying to get in on that deal.
Did you
there.
Tell them you're from Wildman Stand?
Yes, it's Wildman Land. I told them I was from Wildman Land, and we're right over here by Switzerland. You just don't know, but we want to get in on this trade deal you got going on.
Focusing on China was smart. Yeah. Because they're the bad actor. When you look at it all, they're the grand bad actor here, and it has been that way for a long time. But I think President Trump's going to get a deal with all of them. China's going to eventually have to come to the table.
Well, let me just say this before we close out. We're about four minutes to go here. We all love our country. Our country, like any other country, but our country is not perfect. We've got problems. We always will. Why? Because we got 330 million human beings in our country who are fallible people. But overall, our country is still a beacon for the world in many respects, and we don't want to see, we don't want to lose our country. And by lose, I mean lose. I mean, we may always have a place called the United States of America, but I'm talking about the heart and the soul of our country, our way of life, our freedom, our liberty, all those things that the values that we all share and make America great. Those are biblical values for the most part, okay? There's so much common ground between what the Bible teaches and what our American experience has been. Has everybody been Christians? No. Mm-mm. But we have honored and revered the Word of God and the Christian value system, Abraham, and we want to keep up doing that, right, brother?
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the simple fact that what we know as Western civilization is a direct product of a biblical worldview being applied to public life. There is no Western civilization without things like Augustine's City of God, you know, which is one of the most robust, even to this date, commentaries on the structure of any governmental apparatus and its connection to biblical worldview. There's no reference in our Declaration of Independence of unalienable rights without the discovery and the acknowledgement that human beings are made in the image of God, that there are rights that people have intrinsically because they're God-given, and people or governments don't have the lawful authority to take them away. All of these enduring bedrock principles flow out from the truths of Scripture. So regardless of where a person may stand, even the cries that we've heard routinely for justice, well, where do those cries come from? You sure don't get them from a Darwinian worldview.
No.
The intrinsic desire for justice, to have wrongs righted, comes from the fact that we have a just God who is our creator, and he infuses us with the capacity to live out what he's hardwired within us. And so we just, you know, are the beneficiaries of that taking root in some courageous people in previous generations doing what they needed to do, which is incumbent upon us to contend in our generations equally courageously in contending for that same truth. 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you want to join in still. AFR.net is the number, is the website where you can give securely online. But I want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
For your provision, for your continued faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for these amazing supporters who would use their hard-earned revenue to support the work of the ministry that God is doing here. Glory to God for what he is doing. And we all are committed to using these resources wisely to steward them well for the glory of our King.
Amen. And I would just encourage people to pray the prayer that we used as our theme for this share-a-thon. Pour your spirit out, O God, on our land.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
On our people. Thank you, everybody.
From Isaiah 44:3. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You all have a wonderful evening. By God's grace, AFR will still be on the air tomorrow.
Amen.
Regardless of Chinese tariffs.